Hello and welcome to the Weekly Outlook at XM.com. Over in the U.S., all eyes will be on the next round of U.S. employment data, while debt ceiling negotiations will also be closely watched. And over in Europe, we'll get inflation numbers, which will impact the euro's path. I'm Maria Pachordes, and joining me is Senior Investment Analyst Marios Hadjikyriakos. So Marios, over the past month, the U.S. dollar has been doing well. What are markets currently pricing in for the Fed's meeting in June? And how might the upcoming non-farm payrolls data due out on Friday impact the Fed's decision and the dollar?
Certainly. Hello, Maria. So the dollar started the year on a pretty weak footing, but the last month has been pretty good. The dollar managed to capitalize on interest rate differentials and safe haven flows. And let's unpack that. Well, we got a streak of encouraging economic data lately, particularly business surveys. And in the aftermath of that, we've seen the markets flirt with the idea that the Fed will raise interest rates one final time this summer. So the markets are currently pricing in a 40% probability for a rate increase in June, and that increases to 85% when we look at the July meeting. And equally importantly, the rate cuts that the markets were pricing in for later on in the year, those have been mostly priced out because concerns that a recession is just around the corner, those fears have faded away. Now, the Fed itself seems a little split on whether they actually want to tighten again. Some officials want to raise interest rates, others prefer to pause. But I think the majority is still on the fence. They prefer to examine another round of economic data before they make any decision. So that puts extra emphasis on the upcoming employment report on Friday. The forecasts point to another solid report. Non-farm payrolls at 180,000. The unemployment rate is expected to increase, but just a little bit, while wage growth is expected to accelerate. Now, what I want to point out in terms of any surprises, non-farm payrolls have exceeded estimates 12 times out in the last 13 months. So it seems that economists are constantly underestimating the strength of the US labor market. Now, funnily enough, this phenomenon could repeat this time because if we look at business surveys, the latest PMIs from S&P Global, those pointed to the fastest increase in employment growth for 10 months. And the same surveys also pointed to rising wage pressures among firms. So it looks like it's going to be another strong report. If that's the case, that could cement market expectations that the Fed will indeed raise interest rates this summer, or it could lead investors to unwind more bets for rate cuts. Either of those would be beneficial for the dollar. So I think that the latest trend that we've seen of the dollar recovering, that might persist for a while.
Moving over to Europe now, the euro has been under selling pressure for the past few weeks. Can you tell us about the current state of the economy in the eurozone and how the upcoming inflation data might affect rate hike bets for the ECB? And by extension, the euro's trajectory?
Certainly. So the euro has been under selling pressure lately. Most of that reflects the recovery in the dollar. You know, of course, the euro and the dollar are basically opposite sides of the same coin. But there's also an element of economic weakness creeping in. In particular, what we've seen in Europe is a very sharp slowdown in the manufacturing sector. And that has dragged Germany into a technical recession. Now, that's a huge problem for the European Central Bank because economic growth seems to be weakening, but inflationary pressures are still really hot. So that makes it really difficult for policymakers on whether they should raise interest rates further or just wait and see. Now, the markets are still pricing in another 60 basis points of ECB rate increases in the coming months. That's more or less 2.5 rate increases. So whether or not the ECB truly delivers what the markets have priced in will depend on incoming data. Most importantly, the inflation data we are going to get on Thursday. Now, the forecasts point to a slowdown in inflation That's supported by business surveys that showed European companies raising their selling prices at the slowest pace in 2 years. So it looks like inflation is losing its kick. If that's the case, some of those bets for ECB rate increases could be unwound, and that, I think, can keep Eurodollar under pressure as well.
Marios, thanks so much. And thanks for joining us at XM.com for this weekly outlook.